Lesson 10C, Exercise 2.
Ellis Island. Between 1892 and 1954, over 12 million immigrants arrived in New York. They came from all over the world, on crowded, dirty ships, but most came from Europe. They were often poor, and life was difficult for them in their own countries. The journey from their own countries was long and tiring. People went to America because they wanted to make a new life for themselves. They got off the ship at tiny Ellis Island in New York Bay. First, American officials asked them a lot of questions about their families, their jobs, and the money they had. Very sick people, very old people, and criminals had to return home. The busiest year for Ellis Island was 1907, when over 1 million immigrants arrived. The busiest day was the 17th of April, 1907. From Ellis Island, the new immigrants travelled by boat to New York. The city was full of different races, cultures, and languages. There was an Irish district, a Jewish district, Chinatown, Little Italy, and Harlem, where many ex-slaves lived. The new immigrants usually lived in apartments with six or seven other families. Life wasn't easy. But the new immigrants worked hard and helped to make America successful. Today, one-third of the population, over 100 million Americans, are descendants of the Ellis Island immigrants.